I didn't, that's not a way to say it.
What did you used to say? They've changed the way they say that one, I think.
Garden?
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I want. Garden?
Uh-huh.
And a person's, maybe you're, oh, your brothers and sisters and so forth would be your what? Your brothers and sisters and father and mother are your what?
Family.
Okay. And what about including your cousins and aunts and uncles and so forth, they are your what?
Nieces and nephews.
And all of that. Including all that, what are they?
Generation.
Just relations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You might say someone, two people have the same name. You say, well, he has the same name as she does, but he is what? He's not, meaning that he's not related to her. He's no what? Or he's not
no kin.
Okay. And a person from another country is called a what? Person who comes
out of state?
Well, from another country. From, you know, just in general, from other countries are called what?
Mm-hmm.
Foreigner?
Yeah, foreigners.
Okay. When you were growing up, would that be just applied to someone from a different country, or what all would that include?
I wouldn't know.
Did you ever use it?
Mm-mm.
Didn't use it. What is a stranger?
Well, I have said so-and-so is a stranger, yeah.
Yeah, meaning they don't live here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you wouldn't have used that word foreigner?
No, I wouldn't back then.
Okay, that's what I wanted. Okay, and the mother of Jesus was named?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Mary.
No.
Huh?
Let me see. Yeah, I want a different word here. The story in the Bible about the two sisters that had the brother that Jesus raised from the dead. Lazarus' sisters were Mary and?
Magdalene.
Well, Mary and who else? Mary Magdalene and? The one that waited on him. I know the
mm-hmm.
better way to ask that. The one who he went to eat dinner with. And Mary sat at his feet, and the sister was in the kitchen, and she came complaining that Mary wasn't helping him.
Yeah, I know her, but I can't call her name now.
Yeah, well, maybe we can come back to that one. And the girl in the song, "Wait Till the Sun Shines." Sometimes the nickname for Helen or Eleanor, or you might, I think there's a song called Aunt So-and-so's Quilting Party. Aunt who? And then there's a song by Stephen Foster that called, with the same woman's name. Her last name was Bly. Wait Till the Sun Shines. Have you heard that song?
Mm-hmm.
Wait Till the Sun Shines. Okay. Well, a name like Nellie.
Yeah.
Have you heard that name? How would you call that?
But I can't.
How would you say it? How would you pronounce that word?
Nellie.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want. Okay. And then the first book of the